بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is going to be our session number 20, reading from lessons in Arabic language, level 4, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And we are continuing with lesson 24. So as we begin this session today, what we want to do is take a quick look at the English key, points 1 through 5, primarily dealing with the bab if'ala and the verb ra'a and so on pages 106 through 109, yani the points of the English key, quick review, and then we'll pick up where we left off with exercise number 3 and 4, which deal with bab if'ala, and exercise number 5 deals with identifying different abwab, being able to distinguish one from another. Exercise number 6 is examples. So all of these exercises pretty much are dealing with bab, if'ala, and then the remaining exercises dealing with ra'a al-qalbiyya wal-basariyya, its explanation and exercises related to it, and then the verb asa and that which is related to it, ma al-mastariyya and fa fa'amma, and I think those are exercises 9 and 10, and I hope somebody noticed that there were two more exercises, 11 and 12, just like a couple of questions, two or three questions, exercise 11 and 12 that were at the end of this lesson, which I somehow overlooked and failed to mention, but in any case, we're going to do them today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, so first we'll do a quick review of the English key, and then after that, inshallah, we'll go right into the exercises, starting with exercise number 3. Now. Okay. So the first thing in this lesson, on page 106, the first thing in this lesson is the new bab, if'ala, where there is a Hamzatul Wasl with Kasra preceding the first radical, the second radical taking Fatha, and the third radical being doubled, if'ala, if'ala. This bab is used only for colors and defects. Colors and things that are defective. The Mudari, and they gave us the example, Ihmarra, yani with Kasra before the first radical, yani Ha, the second radical Mim with Fatha, and the third radical Ra doubled. Another example, yani I'wajja. The Mudari of Ihmarra is Yahmarru. The Ism Fa'il is Muhmarrun. And it has no ism maf'ul. The master is ihmirarun. This bab has another form with the addition of an alif as the second radical, which is if'ala. Yani the same hamzatul wasl with kasra preceding the first radical. The second radical, instead of just fatta, is fatta alif, and the third radical is doubled as it is in the original form of this bab. The original form is if'ala, and the second form is if'ala. Both of them have shadda at the end. The example they gave for this one is ihmarru. Ihmarra, I'm sorry. It became red. Idhamma, it became dark green. And by the way, this particular, the second form of this bab, is only used for colors. The first form is used for colors and defects. This form is only used for colors. They gave us examples of mudari, yani ihmarru. Its mudari is yahmarru, and its ism fa'il is muhmarun. The master is ihmirarun. Yani instead of ihmirarun, it's ihmirarun. Yani there's a long vowel, kasra, ya, and long vowel, fatha, alif. Note that the verb ishtadda is not from the bab if'ala, but rather is from if'ta'ala, yani the root being sheen, del, del. It's important to be able to distinguish some of these babs that appear to be singular, similar, I mean. The second point of this chapter is the verb ra'a, yara. It has two meanings, to see, which is the original meaning that we've seen it with, and the second meaning is to think or to deem or to judge something to be a certain way. In the first sense, it's called Ra'a al-Basariyya, and it only takes one maf'ul and be. In the second sense, it's called Ra'a al-Qalbiyya, the Ra'a of the mind, and it takes, yani, two objects. The first one, Ra'a al-Basariyya, takes one maf'ul be. Ra'a al-Qalbiyya takes two maf'ul and be. The third thing we saw is the verb Asa, which has the same meaning as the particle La'alla. It has the meaning of fear and the meaning of hope for something. And this verb can be used as a complete verb or as an incomplete verb. As an incomplete verb, fi'l naqis, and here we want to distinguish fi'l naqis is not the mu'tal al-lam. This fi'l naqis means that the verb is incomplete in that it needs an ism and a khabar. It's not complete, like a complete verb only requires a fa'il. This verb requires an ism and a khabar. It's from the akhwat of kana, and just like kana, it's used with a ism and a khabar. Its ism is marfu and its khabar is mansub. Except that with this verb, its khabar is going to be yani the particle n and a mudari verb, the masdar mu'awwal. And I just summarized it. Yani the complete form only requires a fa'il. The incomplete, if it's used as an incomplete verb, fi'l naqis, yani it requires a ism and a khabar. Alright, and there's some details about this we're going to see in the exercises today, more about it. The fourth point is dealing with ma al-mastariyya, yani like an al-mastariyya, yani this ma al-mastariyya with the verb following it, whether it's a past tense verb or a present tense verb, can be converted into a mastar, an actual mastar in its meaning. So an yakhruj has the meaning of khuruj, and so on like this. The fifth point is fa. Yani the fa amma, yani normally we said that the jawab of amma, yani should be preceded by a fa. But in the example that came in this lesson, there was no fa, and that's because something was omitted. And I hope, inshallah, that when we see it in the lesson, yani in the we saw it in the dialogue, and we see it in the exercises, that we recognize what's happening here. It's not a special rule, it's just that sometimes the jawab may be omitted, so that's why we don't see the fa. Okay, so this is what, yani, we covered in the English key in the previous session, and today, inshallah, we're gonna go straight to the exercise that we left off with, that is exercise number 3. Okay, exercise number 3 says, on the top of page 206, it says, ta'ammal al-mithal, reflect, look at, examine carefully the example. ثم هاتي المضارع والمصدر واسم الفاعل من الأفعال الآتية. From the following verbs, yani first look at the example to see what they are asking for, and then give the مضارع form. They're going to give you the past tense form. Give the مضارع form, the مصدر, the infinitive, and the اسم فاعل from the following verbs. Okay, the example they gave us. And you notice that there are four columns from right to left. Al-Madi, that's what they're going to give us. The Mudari is what they're asking for. The Mastar is what they're asking for. And the Ism Fa'il is what they are asking for. Okay, so in the example they gave us, in the past tense, Ihmarra. They're asking for the present tense. They gave it to us here in the example, Yahmarru. I need something to become red. The Mastar, Ihmirarun. And the ism fa'il, muhmarrun, it became red. Yani something that became red. Ism fa'il. Okay? Ihmarra, yahmarru, ihmirarun, and muhmarrun. Okay, let's go down the next few lines. Yani the first line they gave us, the second line is isfarra, to become yellow. Isfarra. Notice that the first radical sa'd is preceded by hamzatul wasl with kasra. The second radical has fatha. The third radical has shadda. It's doubled. Isfarra, to become yellow. Mudari, yasfarru. Yasfarru. The masdar, isfirarun. The ism fa'il, musfarrun. Musfarrun, with shadda on the last radical. The third line, ibyadda, to become white. Ibyadda. Notice that the first radical ba is preceded by hamzatul wasl with kasra. The second radical has fatha, and the third radical is doubled. Ibyadda, to become white. مضاري يبيض. The master إبيضاد. The اسم فاعل مبيض with شدة on the ضاد. The fourth line has إسود to become black. مضاري يسود. The master إسوداد. The اسم فاعل مسود. The fifth line has إخضر to become green. إخضر. The مضاري يخضر. The master إخضرار. And the اسم فاعل مخضر. The sixth and last line, they have إعوج, يعني to become crooked. The مضاري يعوج. It is becoming crooked. The master إعوجاج, يعني being crooked. And the اسم فاعل معوج, something that it is crooked. It is crooked, it's curved, it's bent. معوج. So the pattern for the past tense is إفعل. The pattern for the present tense is يفعل. And the pattern for the master is إفعلال. And the pattern for the اسم فاعل is مفعل. مفعل. Alright, let's go to exercise number 4, which is the second form of this باب. يعني it says تأمل المثال ثم هاتي المضارع والمصدر واسم فاعل من الفعلين الآتيين. يعني reflect upon the example. They gave us one example and then they gave us two exercises to do. Reflect upon the example, then give the مضارع, the مصدر and the اسم فاعل from the following two verbs. The first one is the example, first line, إسفار. إسفار يعني is the باب, يعني إس إفعل with the second radical فتى being elongated by ألف. The first radical, the صاد in this case, إسفار. The first radical is preceded by همزة الوصل with كسرة. The second radical, instead of just فتى, is فتى ألف, and the third radical is doubled as in the first form of this باب. إسفار. The مضاري يسفار. The اسم the master إصفرار. Here instead of إصفرار is إصفرار, two long vowels, إصفرار. The اسم فاعل مصفار. مصفار yellow. The second line is to become red, إحمار. مضاري يحمار. مصدر إحمرار. Two elongations. The اسم فاعل محمار. The next one, the third line, to become dark green. إضحام. The مضاري يدحام. The مصدر إضحمام. يعني two long vowels. إضحمام. And the فاعل, اسم فاعل, يعني مدحام. Okay, so these are just examples of how the past tense, present tense, مصدر and اسم فاعل look in this باب, in the two بابs, or the two, يعني the two parts of this باب, يعني إفعل and إفعال. Exercise number 5 is اذكر باب كل فعل مما يأتي. Mention the باب of each verb from what follows. Here we have to be careful. We're going to be seeing افعل and its second form افعال. And then we're going to see other ابواب like انفعل and افتعل. We're going to see verbs from different babs that sometimes may resemble this bab, and we have to distinguish them. Okay, so there are 3 lines. Each line has 3 verbs, so there are 9 examples that they want us to distinguish. I'm going to go from the top line, right to left, and then the second line, right to left, and then the third line, right to left. So from the first line, right to left, we have إسود. إسود, to become black. This is from باب إفعل. That's the باب that we are studying now. The second one is إشتد. إشتد is not from this باب. Its root is Sheen del del, shadda. Ishtadda is from the bab if ta'ala. Yani the first radical is preceded by Hamzatul Wasl with Kasra, and the first radical is followed by an extra ta. If ta'ala, which means to become intense or severe. Going across, first line still, ihmarra, to become red. This is the second form of this bab. Yani if'ala, from the bab, if'ala. The second line from right to left, idhamma, yani to become dark green. Idhamma is from bab if'ala. The next one, ibyadda. Ibyadda is from bab, this bab, if'ala, to become white. And ishtaqqa means to derive something, to derive a word, for example, from something. Ishtaqqa is not from this bab. It's from bab if ta'ala, where the first radical is preceded by Hamzatul Wasl with Kasra, and it's followed by an extra ta. Yani, if ta'ala ishtaqqa from shaqqa, sheen, qaf, qaf. Yani, if ta'ala is the same bab as ishtadda. Ishtaqqa, ishtadda. They're from the, both from the bab if ta'ala. The third line, from right to left, in shaqqa. This is also from the same verb, shaqqa, sheen, qaf, qaf. But the previous one, ishtaqqa, is from bab if ta'ala, and this one is from bab in fa'ala. The seventh bab, if you look in the Hanswear dictionary, it's written with Roman numeral number 7. In fa'ala. Yani with the first radical is preceded by Hamza til wasl with Kasra, and Noon with Sukoon. Two added letters in the beginning, in, and then the root letters fa'ala. Yani in shaqqa. The root letters are sheen, qaf, qaf. In shaqqa means to be split, for something to be split or to burst open. Yani in shaqqa. The next verb going across from right to left, in fadda. Yani this is also from the bab in fa'ala, where it has two letters added to the beginning, Hamzat al wasl with Kasra and Noon with Sukoon. The root letters are fa, dad, and dad. In fadda. It means to be opened or to be broken open or to be undone. From the seventh bab, if you look in the dictionary, Roman numeral number 7, yani in fa'ala, in fadda, means to be opened or to be broken. The last one is i'wajja. Yani this is our bab, if'ala. I'wajja means to be crooked, to be crooked. Okay, after this, that's exercise number 5. Now we're going to exercise number 6, which is also just examples of bab if'ala. Examples of if'ala. It says, تَعَمَّلَ الْأَمْثِلَةَ الْآتِيَةَ لِبَابِ if'ala. Reflect upon the following examples for the bab if'ala. Alright, so these are examples of various verbs from this bab used in sentences. So we can see the context of how some of these words are used. What we should be doing here is reading, writing, translating, and identifying the verbs from this bab, if'ala, that came in these 10 examples, 10 sentences. Okay, top of page 207, exercise number 6, sentence number 1, احترقَ الخشبُ وَسْوَدَّ. Yani the khashab, the wood, burned up and became black. اسْوَدَّ. That's our word from this bab. Yani if'ala. Number 2. غَسَلْتُ الثَّوْبَ الْوَسِخَ بِالصَّابُونِ فَبْيَضَّ. I washed the dirty thobe with soap, so it became white. فَبْيَضَّ. This is the word that we're looking for. Yani ibyadda. It became white. The third sentence, number 3, قد اصفرت أسنانك يا بني ألا تستاق ألا تستاك. يعني قد اصفرت أسنانك. Your teeth have become yellow, oh my boy. ألا تستاك. Are you not brushing your teeth? The word that we're looking for is اصفرت. Yani from the bab, if'ala, became yellow. Number 4. تَخْضَرُّ الْأَشْجَارُ فِي الرَّبِيعِ. Yani, the trees are becoming green in the springtime. And the word that we're looking for is تخضروا. Yani, from اخضر يخضر تخضر. Yani, فعل مضارع from the verb افعل. Number five, اصفر وجهه من الخوف. His face became yellow out of fear. The word that we're looking for is اصفر, from the verb افعل, to become yellow. Number six, غضب المدرس فاحمرت وجنتاه. Yani, the teacher became angry, so his upper cheeks turned red. Yani, فاحمرت يعني وجنتاه, his upper cheeks became red. That's the word that we're looking for, that we are identifying here. يعني احمرت. Number seven, اقلي هذه السمكة حتى تحمر. يعني fry this fish until it becomes red. Until it becomes red. اخرجها من المقلاة فور احمرارها. And take it out from the frying pan instantly. يعني فور احمرارها, when it becomes red. When it becomes red. نعم. So the word that we're looking for here is تحمر, from the verb يعني افعل, مضارع verb, and also احمراري, which is the مصدر, from the same verb. Number seven, المنجل استقامته في اعوجاجه. يعني the sickle, يعني it's a tool that they use, I don't know, in farming or something. It's a curved يعني tool, like a knife that's curved, sharp blade. المنجل استقامته, يعني its straightness or its correctness is in its crookedness. يعني it's intended for it to be crookedness. So its crookedness is its straightness or its يعني correctness. The word that we're looking for is اعوجاجه, which is the مصدر, يعني from this verb, يعني from اعوج. Number nine, في الحديث إن أول وقت صلاة العصر حين يدخل وقتها. يعني the beginning of the time of صلاة العصر is when its time enters. When its time enters. وإن آخر وقتها حين تصفر الشمس. And the end of its time is when the sun begins to turn yellow or dark yellow or orange. يعني تصفر الشمس. This is the مضارع verb from أصفر, from this باب إفعل. Number 10, عن علي رضي الله عنه. He said, يعني علي رضي الله عنه said, كنا إذا احمر البأس اتقينا برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني when the fighting became intense, we used to seek protection from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Meaning we would get behind him. When the fighting became intense, we would get behind the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how fiercely he was fighting. Yani the word that we're looking for is ihmarra. It says ihmarra, after the hadith it says ihmarra al-ba'su. Ihmarra al-ba'su means ishtaddat al-harb. Yani ihmarra al-ba'su means that ishtaddat al-harb. Yani the war or the fighting became intense. Okay, this is the end of if'alla. Now we go to the next point that we learned in this lesson. That is, يعني, the verb ra'a. Ra'a al-qalbiyya and ra'a al-basariyya. So the verb, يعني, ra'a, yara, it has two forms, يعني, with two different types of meanings. One of them is known as ra'a al-basariyya. It takes one maf'ul, one object. The other one, ra'a al-qalbiyya, the ra'a of the mind, that you judge something, consider something, think about something to be a certain way, takes two maf'ul bi, two objects. Alright, so araka dha'ifan. Yani, I see or I deem you to be weak. In this sentence, the first object is the pronoun kaf, and the second object is the clear noun dha'ifan. Both of them yani, are objects of the verb ara, yani the ra'a qal ara or ra'a qalbiya. It says ra'a hadhihi bimana alima. This ra'a in this sentence here has the meaning of to know something or to, yani, to think it to be something, to deem it to be, to judge it to be a certain way. What to summa ra'a al-qalbiya, yani it is called ra'a of the heart or of the mind. Tansibu ra'a al-qalbiyatu maf'ulain, yani this ra'a al-qalbiya makes mansub two objects. Asluhuma mubtada wal khabar, yani the origin of those two objects is a mubtada and a khabar. In other words, ra'a qalbiya is used with a sentence that's originally a jumla ismiya with a mubtada and khabar, and the mubtada and khabar now become the two maf'uls of the ra'a al-qalbiya. Both of them become objects of it, two objects. For example, or mithla dhan, just like the verb dhan also takes two objects, so likewise ra'a al-qalbiya takes two objects. For example, anta da'ifun, originally mubtada and khabar, anta da'ifun, you are weak. When we use the verb ra'a, it became araka, yani anta is replaced by the pronoun, yani the nasb pronoun, because here is the object of the verb, so we change it from anta, which is a, yani a rough pronoun, yani when the pronoun is in position where it should be marfoon, here it's in the position where it should be mansub, so this is a nasb pronoun, kaf, araka daifan, I see you to be weak, I consider, I deem you, I judge you to be weak. وَفِي التَّنْزِيلِ, in that which has been revealed, the Qur'an, Surah Al-Ma'arij, 70th Surah, 6th and 7th Ayat, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Indeed, they see it, the azab, the punishment of Allah. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا. They see it, they deem it to be بَعِيد, far away. They deem the punishment of Allah to be far away. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا, and we deem it to be near, which is its reality. That's qalbiyya. Then it says on the next page, 208, amma ra'a al-basariyya, amma ra'a al-basariyya, the ra'a, that's when you just see something with your eyesight, fatansibu maf'ulan wahidan, it makes only one object mansub. For example, ara'ayta al-mudarrisa, did you see the teacher? Here, the object is al-mudarrisa, it's one object for ra'a al-basariyya. After this, it says, adkhil ra'a al-qalbiyya ala al-jumal al-atiyya. Yani, utilize ra'a al-qalbiyya, the one that has two objects, on the following sentences. Each of these sentences is a jumla ismiya with a mubtada and a khabar. The mubtada and khabar become the two objects of ra'a al-qalbiyya. Remember we said that? Ra'a al-qalbiyya takes two objects which were originally a mubtada and a khabar. A mubtada and a khabar. Naam. So, the first sentence, the jumla ismiya is anta musta'ajilun. You are in a hurry. Now when we use ra'a upon this sentence, it becomes araka, yani anta becomes ka, araka musta'ajilan. Yani musta'ajilan became mansub. The anta is transformed to a nasb pronoun, ka, yani second person, masculine singular. Anta is when it's a rough pronoun in the position where it should be marfoon, and ka is a nasb pronoun in the position where it should be mansub as the first object. Yani mabniun fi mahalli nasb. The second sentence, huwa hazinun, he is sad. Huwa is the mubtada and hazinun is the khabar. Here, huwa is, as the mubtada is in, is a pronoun in the position where it should be marfu'un. But now when we use ra'a, it's going to be in the position where it should be mansub. So we're going to use the nasb pronoun instead of huwa. We're going to say, ra'aytu hu. Yani, huwa hazinun, ra'aytu hu. I see him, deem him, consider him to be hazinan. Yani, sad. So, who here in this sentence, ra'aytu hu, is the first object, hazinan is the second object. Yani, both of them are in the, yani, the first one is a pronoun, so it's mabniun in the position where it should be, mansub. The second one is a clear noun, it is mansub. Walam tu nasbihi fatta. Number three, at-tullabu mujtahiduna, the students are diligent, hard-working students. يعني الطلاب is the مبتدا مرفوع متضمه مجتهدون is the خبر مرفوع the sign of being مرفوع is واو because it's from the sound masculine plurals. Use the verb أترى الطلاب مجتهدين. Do you see, do you deem the students to be diligent, hardworking students? أترى, do you deem them to be, يعني الطلاب, hardworking students? So here we see الطلاب is the مفعول الأول, منصوب بالفتح, and مجتهدين is the مفعول الثاني. It's mansub. The sign of being mansub is a secondary sign because it's a sound masculine plural. The sign of being mansub is ya. Okay, that's the end of ra'a al-basariya with one object and qalbiya with two objects. And now we go to asa. It says here, asa ay yakunu khayran minhum. Perhaps it is feared that they may be better than you. It is feared that they may be better than you. Asa min af'al al-raja. Asa is from the verbs of hope. Wa tufidu at-taraji aw al-ishfaq. And the benefit that we get from it, yani what we understand from it, the meaning that is conveyed by it, is either at-taraji, which means hope, or al-ishfaq, which means fear. And this is the same as we said, from the akhawatu inna is la'alla. La'alla has these two meanings, same two meanings, at-taraji, hope, and al-ishfaq, fear. Either one of these two meanings. For example, Aleph, the first example they gave us, asallahu ayyatuba alayhim. Surah At-Tawbah, 9th surah, 102nd ayat. Asallahu ayyatuba alayhim. It is hoped that Allah will turn to them and accept their repentance. Ay yurja أن يتوب الله عليهم. يعني the meaning of عسى أن يتوب عسى الله أن يتوب عليهم. The meaning of it is يرجى. It is hoped أن يتوب الله عليهم. It is hoped that Allah will turn to them and accept their repentance. يعني عسى has the meaning of what? يرجى. It is hoped. يعني الترجي. The باء, the second one, is the meaning of fear. يعني الإشفاق. وعسى أن تكره شيئا وهو خير لكم. سورة البقرة, second surah, 216th ayat. يعني وعسى أن تكره شيئا, أي تخشى, it is feared, أن تكره, that you dislike something while it is good for you. It is feared that you dislike something while it is good for you. So وعسى أن تكره, the meaning is يعني تخشى, it is feared, أن تكره, that you hate something, that you dislike something, well, it is actually good for you. And further, these are two examples of the meaning of asa. That asa has the meaning of taraji, hope, it has the meaning, or it has the meaning of ishfaq, fear. And these are two examples of that, yani of those two meanings. After that, it says, in terms of the yani explanation about the verb asa, it says, ta'amalu asa amala kana. Yani this verb asa, it works the same way as the verb kana. وَيَكُونُ خَبَرُهَا فِعْلًا مُضَارِعًا مُقْتَرِنًا بِأَن. Yani it has the same function as kana, meaning that it has an ism and a khabar, except that its khabar, خَبَرُهَا فِعْلًا مُضَارِعًا, except that its khabar will be a مُضَارِ verb, مُقْتَرِنًا بِأَن, yani accompanied by the particle n al-masdariya. So like kana, yani has a ism and a khabar, and its ism is marfu and its khabar is mansub. So here likewise, yani asa has a ism and a khabar. Its ism is going to be marfu and its khabar is going to be a mudari verb, muqtarinan bi n. It's going to be in the place where it should be mansub, fi mahalli nasb. All right. So for example, asa Allahu أن ينفعنا بك. It is hoped that Allah will benefit us through you. So here, the ism of asa is the love of the Jalala, Allahu marfu'un with dhamma, and its khabar is a mudari verb accompanied by an. أن ينفعنا. Yani it is hoped, أن ينفعنا, that Allah will benefit us, bika, from you. Huna, lafz al-jalala, the lafz al-jalala is the ism of asa. Yani asa, Allahu. So the lafz al-jalala is ismuha, marfu'un with dhamma. Is ism is going to be marfu'un with dhamma. Wal masdaru mu'awwal an yanfa'na, an yanfa'a, an yanfa'a, the masdar mu'awwal an plus the mudari verb, an yanfa'a is khabaruha. So it has an ism, and it has a khabar like kana, except that the khabar for asa is going to be a masdar mu'awwal, the particle an and a mudari verb. So it's going to be, the masdar mu'awwal is going to be fi mahalli nasb, in the place where it should be, mansub, as the khabar of asa. Also, its ism can be a pronoun. Just like we had the ism of asa here, is the lafz al-jalala. So now they're going to give us an example of the ism of asa being a pronoun. Asaytu an tufsida fil ard. Yani it is feared that you will make corruption in the earth. The ta, at-ta'u ismuha. The ta an asayta. That ta is the ism of asa. Wal masdar mu'awwal, and the masdar mu'awwal an tufsida is the khabar of asa. So it has an ism and it has a khabar, and its ism could be a clear noun like the lafz al-jalala, Allah, or could be a pronoun like the ta in asayta. Its ism can be a clear noun or a pronoun. Then it says, this is a new point related to asa, wa ta'ati asa tamatan. Sometimes it comes as al-fi'l at-tam. Al-fi'l at-tam, ay taktafi bi-marfu'iha. Yani it suffices with its marfu' noun. Yani the fa'il. It suffices by just having a fa'il. A fi'l at-tam is a verb that only needs a fa'il. It doesn't need a ism and a khabar. If it needs a ism and a khabar, that's a fi'l an-naqis. Yani an incomplete verb. So the complete verb at-tam, it only needs its marfu', yani a fa'il that's going to be marfu'. فَلَا يَحْتَاجِ إِلَى خَبَر. It doesn't need a khabar. The incomplete verb needs a ism and a khabar. The complete verb, atama, only needs its marfu', yani its fa'il. Doesn't need a khabar. وَذَلِكَ إِذَا وَلِيَهَا. And that is, if it is, yani the tam, it doesn't need a khabar, and that is when it is immediately followed by the masdar mu'awwal, like an wa al-fi'l, an wa al-fi'l, when it's immediately followed by the particle an and a verb, a masdar mu'awwal. If it's immediately followed by a masdar mu'awwal, then it doesn't need a khabar. That means that it's the asa at-tam, yani the verb that is fi'l tam. For example, asa ayyahdiyani rabbi. Here asa is immediately followed by the masdar mu'awwal an and yahdiyani. So therefore, this is the fi'l tam, and it's a complete verb that doesn't require ism and khabar. It just requires a fa'il. Asa ayyahdiyani rabbi. It is hoped that he will guide me, my Rabb. It is hoped that he will guide me. That is hoped that my Rabb will guide me. In this sentence, an yahdiya is the fa'il of asa. Yani it said, taktafi bimarfu'iha. So here, ayyahdiya is its marfu', yani it's its fa'il. Yani the masdar mu'awwal is taking the place as its fa'il. On the next, and this is from Surah Al-Kahf, 18th Surah, 24th ayat, that example that they gave us, asa ayyahdiyani rabbi. Then it says, هُنَا الْمَاسْدَرُ الْمُؤَوَّلُ فَاِلُ عَسَى. The master mu'awwal is the fa'il, so it doesn't need a khabar. And by the way, even though it's not mentioned here, so you probably might be saying, well, what about Rabbi? What is that? So Rabbi is the fa'il of yahdiyani. Rabbi is the fa'il of yahdi. So asa, it's a verb, it has a fa'il, the master mu'awwal and yahdiya. And yahdiya, that's the fa'il. And then that verb, yahdi, also has a fa'il. That's rabbi. Okay, it says, هذا, يعني هنا, المستر مع فاعل عسى. Then it says, وَفِي كَيْفَ مُحَمَّدٌ الآن. How is Muhammad right now? عسى أن يكون أحسن. It is hoped that he is better, that he has become better. Here, in this example, يعني there's a sentence preceding the sentence with عسى, right? كيف محمد الآن. How is Muhammad الآن? عسى أن يكون. It is hoped that he is أحسن, better. يجوز أن يكون عسى. In this sentence, it's permissible, it's possible that عسى can be ناقصة, and it's also possible that it can be تامة. So they explain, how can it be ناقصة in this sentence? وذلك, it could be ناقصة. وذلك إذا قدرت فيها دميرا مستطرا. يعني that is if you estimate or you determine, يعني you consider that there is in this sentence a damir mustatir in the verb asa. There is a damir mustatir, that is huwa, that refers back to Muhammad. Since Muhammad was mentioned, it's possible that asa can have in it a damir mustatir that's understood to be taqdiruhu huwa, that refers back to Muhammad. In that case, then asa has a ism and it has a khabar. The ism would be the damir mustatir taqdiruhu huwa, that refers back to Muhammad, and the khabar would be the masdar muawwal an yakuna. So in this kind of sentence, it's possible that the same exact words an asa yakunu ahsana could be considered to be naqisa if we estimate, if we nuqaddir, if we nuqaddir that asa has a damir mustatir that's understood to be huwa, referring back to Muhammad, then it will be naqisa. ذلك إذا قدرت فيها دمير مستطيرا. وإذا لم تقدر. But if you don't make that estimation, you don't consider, يعني that the verb is having a دمير مستطير, you don't look at that, then فهي تام. Then it will be tam. Then the meaning will be عسى أن يكون. يعني it is hoped that he is better, without considering, يعني, there being a damir mustatir in the verb asa going back to Muhammad. So either way, both of them are yajuz. It's permissible to estimate there being a damir mustatir, which would be the ism of asa, and then the masdar mu'awwal will be the khabar, so it would be naqisa. Or you can go do away with that estimation of the damir mustatir and just leave it just as it is. And in that case, يعني أن يكون the master مؤول will be the fa'il. In that case, عصى will be تام. It will be تام. So it's possible that could be understood in both ways, as a fi'il تام and as a fi'il ناقص. Okay, after that, they mention concerning عصى and ناقصة. They give an example or two examples with a clear noun and a pronoun. And then عصى and تام, two examples, يعني also. So, in the first example, عسى and ناقصة, يعني it has to have an ism and a khabar. So they said, عسى الله أن يهديه. It is hoped that Allah will guide him. So the love, the جلالة, الله is the ism, مرفوعٌ with ضمة. And the masdar مؤول, أن يهديه, is the khabar. Ism and khabar, therefore it's ناقصة. Second example is with the pronoun, عصيت أن أنجح. It is feared or it is hoped that he will pass. So in this sentence, it's also naqisa, because why? The ism of asa is the pronoun to, and the masdar mu'awwal, an anjaha, is the khabar. So it has an ism and a khabar, therefore it's naqisa. When it needs an ism and a khabar, it's naqisa. The second case is when it's tama, asa at tama, and the example they gave, asa ay yahdiyahu Allahu. Yani it is hoped that Allah will guide him. In this sentence, it's tama, because why? It doesn't have an ism and a khabar. It just has a fa'il. Yani asa ayyahdiya, the masdar mu'awwal is the fa'il of asa, and the love of the jalal Allahu is the fa'il of yahdi. Second example they gave us for tama is asa an anjaha. It is hoped that he will pass. Here, asa doesn't have an ism and a khabar, it just has the masdar mu'awwal and anjaha as its fa'il. If it only has a fa'il, then it is tam. If it has an ism and a khabar, even if that ism is a clear noun or a pronoun, then it is naqisa. Okay, now we have exercises, several exercises dealing with asa tama and asa naqisa. And then there's just a few exercises near the end. Let me look at the time, see how we're doing. Okay, we have plenty of time, mashallah. Okay, let's look at these exercises on page 209. After that explanation, which everybody, alhamdulillah, had time to read for homework during the week, and hopefully it was understood. This is some, yani, quite involved, sometimes discussion, especially the two types, yani, the two ways that asa can be used as a fi'l naqis and as a fi'l tam. Okay. Okay, so the first exercise is after those two sets of examples, asa an-naqisa and asa at-tama, it says, hawwil asa an-naqisa ila tama fima ya'ati. Yani in what follows, transform or change asa an-naqisa. They're going to give you a sentence, asa being used as a fi'l naqis, and they want you to change it to a fi'l tam. So as a fi'l naqis, it's going to have an ism and a khabar, and then they want you to get rid of that structure and just make it have a fa'il, a masdar mu'awwal as a fa'il. Okay, so the first one, number one says, asayta an ta'uda ghadan. Asayta an ta'uda ghadan. I hope that you will return tomorrow. And it could also mean, I fear that you return tomorrow. It depends on the context. There's no full context here, so it's not that clear. But in any case, what is important is that here, in this sentence, asayta an ta'uda ghadan, yani, the ta attached to asa is the ism. And the masdar mu'awwal, an ta'uda, is the khabar. So it's naqisa. Now we want to change it to tama. We say asa an ta'uda ghadan. Yani without an ism, just a masdar mu'awwal as the fa'il. Asa an ta'uda ghadan. Same meaning, but the structure of the sentence is different. Here it's tama because it doesn't have an ism and a khabar. It just has a fa'il, the masdar mu'awwal. The second sentence, asa Allahu ay yaghfira li. I hope that Allah will forgive me. Here it is naqisa because it has an ism and a khabar. The ism is love dil jalal Allahu, and the khabar is the masdar mu'awwal, ay yaghfira li. Ay yaghfira, masdar mu'awwal is the khabar. Change the sentence to not having an ism and a khabar, just a fa'il, a masdar mu'awwal that's a fa'il. Asa ay yaghfira Allahu li. Asa ay yaghfira Allahu li. Here, yani, ay yaghfira, the masdar mu'awwal is the fa'il, and then the lafz dil jalal Allahu is the fa'il of yaghfira. So this is tam. The next sentence, number three, ayna zumala'una, where are our classmates? Asaw an yahduru ad-darsa, where are our classmates? It is hoped that they will attend the lesson. Here, yani, asaw, the verb asaw, is, we are estimating that it has a damir mustatir, which is understood to be hum. Asaw, hum, referring back to zumala'una. It is hoped that they, our classmates, hum, and yahduru ad-darsa, and yahduru, yani, so the master, the damir mustatir, that's understood to be hum, referring back to zumala'una, is the ism, and the masdar mu'awwal, and yahduru, is the khabar. So this is naqisa. We want to change it to tama. We say asa ay yahduru ad-darsa zumala'una. Same meaning, but here we have asa followed immediately by the masdar mu'awwal, which is its fa'il. And ad-darsa is the maf'ulun bi, and zumala'una is the fa'il of yahduru. So it's tama. Number four, kayfa at-talibatu al-jududu. How are the new female students? Asayna an yafhamna ad-durusa. Yani, how are the new female students? It is hoped that they are understanding. Yafhamna الدروس. It is hoped that they are understanding the lessons. Here again, يعني the verb عصينا, we are, يعني نقدر فيه ضمير مستطير تقديره هن. We are understanding that there is a hidden pronoun in عصينا that's understood to be يعني هن, referring back to الطالبات الجدد. نعم. So here, يعني the it has an ism and then it has the masdar muawwal as its khabar. Now we want to change it to a tam. We say asa ayyafhamna adrusa, يعني الطالبات الجدد. And it is hoped that they understand the lessons. Here ayyafhamna, the masdar muawwal is the fa'il. Adrusa is the maf'ul bi, and الطالبات الجدد is the fa'il for yafhamna. Okay, the next exercise, right following number 4, says حول عسى التام إلى ناقصة فيما يأتي. يعني this time they said change عسى التام. They're giving you the sentence. The عسى here is تام as a complete, يعني فعل تام. And they want you to change it to naqisa. حول عسى التام إلى ناقصة فيما يأتي. In what follows. Change the تام, يعني which just has a fa'il, masdar muawwal as a fa'il, change it to a ناقصة where it has an ism and a khabar. Alright, the first sentence they give us here is عسى أن نقبل في الدراسات العليا. You know, my book has a fatha on the del in dirasat. I think it should be a kasra. Fi al-dirasat al-ulya. It is hoped asa and nuqbala. It is hoped that we will be accepted in the higher studies, any advanced studies like master's or PhD program. So here, this verb asa is tama because it only has the fa'il, the master mu'awul, and nuqbala. Now we want to change it to naqisa. So we want to change it to having an ism and a khabar. We say asayna an nuqbala fi dirasat al-ulya. Same meaning, but here asayna, yani it has an ism. The pronoun na is the ism for asa, and the masdar muawwal an nuqbala is the khabar. So it's naqisa now. The second sentence asa an tusafiri ghadan. It is hoped that you will travel tomorrow. Yani tusafiri, originally the verb form is tusafirina. Yani anti tusafirina. But because it's mansub, yani the sign of the mansub is hadf and noon. The noon is deleted. Asa and tusafiri here, it is tam because what? It only has the masdar muawwal as its fa'il. And tusafiri, anti. Now we want to change it to anaqisa, with an ism and a khabar. So we say asayti an tusafiri ghadan. Yani it is hoped that you will be traveling tomorrow. Now, so the pronoun t is the ism of asa, and the masdar muawwal is the khabar. The third sentence, عسى أن يسمح لنا المدير بالانصراف. يعني, it is hoped that the principal will allow or permit us to leave. انصراف. Here, يعني, the عسى is immediately followed by the masdar muawwal as its fa'il. So it's تام. Now we want to change it to ناقصة by using a ism and a khabar with it. عسى المدير أن يسمح لنا بالانصراف. يعني here المدير is the ism of أسى, and the master مؤول, أن يسمح is the خبر, therefore it's ناقصة. In the fourth sentence, أسى أن يتحد المسلمون. It is hoped that the Muslims will unite. Here أسى is followed immediately by the master مؤول as its فاعل, أن يتحد المسلمون. المسلمون is the fa'il for يتحدى. أن يتحدى, the master مؤول is the فاعل for عسى. So it's تامة. Now we're going to change it to ناقصة by adding, يعني by making it be a اسم and a خبر. So we say عسى المسلمون أن يتحدوا. It is hoped that the Muslims will be united. Here المسلمون is the اسم of عسى, and the master مؤول أن يتحدوا is the خبر. So it's ناقصة. The next exercise, it says أدخل at the bottom of page 209, and this is the end of this exercise number 8. It says أدخل عسى في جملتين من إنشائك على أن تكون ناقصة في الأولى وتامة في الأخرى. يعني utilize enter, admit, يعني the word, the verb عسى, use it in two sentences that you make up from yourself. من إنشائك على أن تكون ناقصة, so that يعني عسى will be ناقصة in the first sentence and تامة in the second, in the other sentence. Okay, so remember, يعني if it's going to be ناقصة, it has to have an اسم and a خبر. If it's going to be تامة, it has to just have a فاعل, a مصدر مؤول as its فاعل. So the first one, I say عسى الطالب أن ينجح, and it is hoped that the student will pass. Here, الطالبو is the ism, and the master مؤول أن ينجح is the خبر, so it's ناقصة. Or you could say, عصيتو أن أنجح, يعني I hope that I will pass, يعني the pronoun تو is the ism, and the master مؤول أن أنجح is the خبر. The second sentence, يعني should be, the عصى should be تامة, عصى أن ينجح الطالبو. And before we said عسى الطالب أن ينجح, so in that sentence الطالب is the اسم and the master مؤول, and ينجح is the خبر, so it's ناقصة. But here it's just immediately followed by the فاعل عسى أن ينجح, يعني it is hoped that he will pass. Who will pass? الطالب. Here أن ينجح is the فاعل of عسى, so it's تامة, and الطالب is the فاعل of ينجح. The master مؤول is the فاعل, so it's تام. The second example is عسى أن أنجح, يعني عسى أن أنجح, as opposed to the previous sentence where we wrote عصيتو أن أنجح, so it had an اسم and a خبر. Here it just has a فاعل, the master مؤول أن أنجح, عسى أن أنجح. Okay, that's the end of عسى, and now exercise number 9 is just dealing with ما المصدرية. يعني ما المصدرية is ما when it's used with a verb following it that can be converted into an actual مصدر. So for example, we had فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون, يعني from Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 106 Ayah. فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم. Here's what we're looking at, the ما المصدرية be ma kuntum, ma kuntum. So taste the punishment, be ma kuntum takfuruna, based upon what you were, yani doing, disbelieving, based upon your having been disbelieving. هذه ما المصدرية, this ma kuntum, connected to be, ma kuntum is ma المصدرية. Be ma kuntum takfuruna, the meaning of be ma kuntum takfuruna, يعني A بكونكم تكفرون, يعني meaning by you having been disbelieving. كونكم, your being, a, يعني one in the act of disbelieving. So the meaning of بما كنتم is بكونكم. يعني here we change B, يعني ما كنتم, ما plus the verb, we change it to the مصدر, يعني كونكم. An actual master, a noun, that's a master, has the meaning of action. تكفرون. Another example, بعد ما انتهت الصلاة. بعد ما انتهت الصلاة. After the ending, completion of the prayer. Here, ما is مصدرية, connected to the verb. Together we can change it from ما انتهت to the مصدر انتهى. يعني بعد ما انتهت الصلاة means after the prayer had been finished. أي بعد انتهاء الصلاة. So we change the مصدر مؤول ما انتهت, ما plus a verb, to a noun. That's a مصدر انتهاء الصلاة. Another example. قال تعالى لهم عذاب شديد بما نسوا يوم الحساب. سورة الصاد 38th سورة 26 آية. يعني لهم عذاب شديد, for them will be a painful severe punishment. بما نسوا يوم الحساب. يعني based upon what? About based upon them. ما نسوا. يعني the ما المصدرية plus the verb نسوا can be changed to one noun, which is a masdar from the verb nasu, yani nisyan. For them will be a painful, severe punishment, based upon what? Ma nasu. What? Yani they're forgetting the day of accounting. So, ma nasu here means nisyanihim. Ma nasu means nisyanihim. Yawm al-hisab. And the last point here, last point from the lesson is فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ أَكَفَرْتُمْ يعني أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. The meaning here, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ, as for those whose faces will be turned black. اسْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ أَكَفَرْتُمْ, it will be said to them, have you disbelieved after your iman? بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. And actually, the example for number 9 is the end of this ayat. يعني فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. But in any case, this is the first part of the ayat. So as far as those whose faces turned black, it will be said to them, have you disbelieved? So the words, it will be said to them, is omitted here, and that's why it says here هنا جواب أما, the response or the answer to فأما الذين أسودت. أما is supposed to be followed by a جواب that has فا, right? But we don't see any فا here, we just see أكفرتم, and that's because the جواب يعني is محذوف. هنا جواب أما is محذوف وتقديره, it's understood to be فيقال لهم. So the fa in the jawab that we expect to see after amma is omitted, it's deleted, it's mahdhufun, but it's understood to be fa yuqalu lahum. So as for those whose faces will become blackened, fa yuqalu lahum is omitted, it will be said to them, akafartum, did you disbelieve ba'd imanikum, after your iman, fadhukul adhaba, so taste the punishment, bima kuntum takfurun, based on the fact that you were disbelieving. Okay, that's just an explanation of, yani, where's the fa that's supposed to be in the jawab after amma. Number 11, it just says, hati mudari, give the present tense form of the verb faqada. Faqada, its mudari is yafqidu. Yani, faqada means to not have something, to have lost or to miss out on something. Faqada. Its mudari is yafqidu. In case you didn't notice these two exercises here because I forgot to write them in the homework, faqada is yafqidu. The second word is istaqa. Istaqa means to brush your teeth. Istaqa, to use siwak. The mudari of istaqa is yastaqu. Yastaqu. The 12th exercise is ma mana wajna. What is the meaning of the word الوجنتو. الوجنتو وما جمعها. And what is its plural? So the meaning of الوجنة is ما ارتفع من الخد. ما ارتفع, the higher part of the خد. The خد means the cheek. So the upper part of the cheek is called the الوجنة. So the meaning of الوجنة is يعني ما ارتفع من الخد. That which is above. يعني the or the higher part of the cheek. وما جمعها and its plural يعني is وجنات. الوجنة its plural is وجنات. And that's the end of this lesson. والحمد لله رب العالمين. Inshallah, next week we'll be taking a new lesson. So you don't have to wait for the homework exercise, Rather, the homework assignment, rather, everybody can begin to read the English key and maybe the dialogue and maybe the comprehension question for the next lesson, number 25, which will be the last bab of Thulathi Mazid, Yani Istaf'ala, that we will be taking. So Alhamdulillah, we have finished the abwab of Thulathi Mazid with the coming of the next lesson, 25, please. Yani, let's get busy. I know it's Ramadan and we're approaching the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Then you put in 15-20 minutes a day, inshallah. Let's try to complete. Let's try to move right on to the next lesson. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do during these remaining days of Ramadan, especially in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, that Allah grant us success to utilize this time in the best way possible with not just prayer in the night, but dhikr and dua and qira'atul Quran and other yani acts of worship. May Allah grant us success in these last few nights of Ramadan and in the days that remain, that we do whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that we do it in accordance with the sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us a thabat, to be steadfast upon Sirat al-Mustaqim till the end of this month and after this month, and until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant speedy recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and shower His mercy upon those who have passed away. Fill their graves with light, make them spacious, and protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire, and admit them into His paradise. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.